Okay, so I'm leaving for the last time Kempner, Texas, which is my dad's place. My brother Steve and Linda and a couple of friends are all helping him move into a nursing home in Indiana. So all week long, we've been packing him up and cleaning up property and getting things ready to sell for his mobile home and his acre and a half of land. Lots of loads of wood and two big trailer fulls of wood, actually, and a big trailer, huge trailer full of metal, a 20-yard dumpster all completely filled up, and then, of course, the moving van that we ended up, it was a 16-foot truck, but filled it about halfway up of, you know, lawn tools and garden tools and woodworking tools, and then all the other stuff, all of his train stuff and other kind of key things that were there for his trip to move to the nursing home in Indiana. So they took off. I made a little video for Ginger on my way out, and this is the last time, I'm sure, in my life that I'll be in this area of Texas. Last time that I'll be where my dad lives here and put an era of his life in. And I can't really say that I'm going to miss this place because it's kind of crazy hot, and the place itself is a little bit run down and, you know, all that. But it's also kind of secluded from anything or anyone I really know. So I'm sure I won't be making it back in this area perhaps ever again. And so as I drive away, there's the whole sentimentality of all these years of him living there and making his life, and how we looked around the property and saw him, you know, building a deck here or clearing an area there or trying to make a pond or his train room, and all the little things that they painted and made and craft stuff. And, you know, pretty much he retired up here, worked for Walmart, loved to see all the atmosphere of his Walmart friends and how they were. They loved him to death, like a king when you walk through Walmart, calling him Mr. Robert this, you know, and Mr. Robert that, and stopping their whole life and their whole job to stop and see him. He couldn't really even roll through the store on a wheelchair or through his walker or anything without being stopped by many people to surround him with love. And the church, of course, loved him just as much when we were there on Sunday. It was very gracious of the pastor and the congregation there. So many people that he touched the lives of in this little community. So as I drive away, you know, we had lots of mixed emotions, and certainly are looking forward to getting him a lot of care in the future at the nursing home, where Steve and his family will be right there with him, working with him, and spending their lives with him. And I just hope to be able to visit as often as I can. So just wanted to report that.